God's Love Song to Man. Foreword. These words were received between the hours of 2 a.m. and 7 a.m., the quiet time when God speaks to the soul of man. This is God's Love Song to Man. The songs that spring from the soul of man pale in comparison to God's song of love, infinite love for all. It is yours and all who would take and receive his love. Take and live. This is not of religion, but of the spirit and the soul and the source of the power. You will hear and understand. All will be spread before you as it is now, but you will see anew with light, thus making the truth visible to eyes once closed. For you will be seeing with the soul, in wisdom and the love of God, the Alpha and the Omega. All power and energy is in God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, and it continues. Chapter 1, In the Beginning. Before anything, there was God. With a thought, he created all. From perfect and infinite love, energy exploded, creating the power to impel all matter through time. It continues. All energy forms spring forth from God's eternal love. There is nothing more to know. It is all one with God. We are all part of the eternal one. Out of the darkness, a golden orb, at first small and distant, moved closer, then exploded. There was a second in time before the blackness came alive and sparkled with gold flecks, floating everywhere, resting nowhere. The explosion of power created all that is, and was, and will be, in continuum. Creation travels at the speed of light. It continues unabated, through time with no end, for God has no end. He was and always will be. He is the Creator, and all good comes from the Creator. Nothing he creates is bad. All he has created is loved by God. All he created is good. Take care of his creation. Much of it is in your care on this plane. Be peaceful and know you are with God. In all you touch or see, you touch or see God. He surrounds you with love in every particle that was created. Trust in God and know all is good. You are a particle of forever. Eternity beats in your breast, courses through your veins, and is in every breath you draw. Your thoughts are eternity and create eternity. Your thoughts affect the outcome of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Your thoughts travel through time, in time. Therefore, your thoughts should be loving thoughts. God's loving thought created all that is, and it comes back to him in the end. He tosses and receives. It is hard to describe. It is contagious, like the yawning reflex with man, like a boomerang. to understand the love that created your human body is to have a minute understanding of the love God had, has, and will always have for what He created in the beginning. In the beginning, God created all that was, is, and ever will be. This you know. The root of creation was the love God experienced at the moment of creation, when the boundlessness of His feeling of love exploded into shimmering particles of Himself, His love. The rush of emotion that can bring tears of joy and rapture to your human body and thrill your soul to sing lasts but seconds and is minuscule in comparison to what God feels, will always feel, and felt at the moment of creation. The human body and mind can experience a glimpse of this love and some understanding when they experience unconditional love for another person. Messages and messengers were sent by God to make the changes, to turn the covenants of fear and sacrifice back. The animal sacrifices are very rare now, but used to be daily. This type of sacrifice is gone because a portion of man's intellect was opened. He saw and he knew. He opened to God's love. The messages and messengers come with their message. It evolves, and His creation continues. My lesson for you is this. His creation never stopped. It is complete in its continuing.